I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Wednesday, September 22nd. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting an arrest in Shannon County from Tuesday. According to arrest records, 33-year-old Joshua Hergeschmeyer of Birch Tree, Missouri, was arrested for a felony Ozark County warrant, three misdemeanor Ozark County warrants, and failure to display valid plates. Hergeschmeyer was taken to the Howe County Jail, where he was placed on bond. Also, Troop E of the Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting an arrest in Ripley County. Arrest records state that 61-year-old Leno McDonald of Fredericktown, Missouri, was arrested and now faces charges for driving while intoxicated, drugs, and careless and imprudent driving involving a crash. McDonald was taken to the Ripley County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. The Arkansas Center for Health Improvement has released its latest data on COVID-19 in Arkansas schools. The highest cases in our area right now are to our southeast in Lawrence and Randolph counties. According to the numbers, the Hoxie, Lawrence County, and Pocahontas school districts are all in the purple zone for known infections. Other school districts classified in the red zone include Mammoth Spring, Salem, Highland, Sloan Hendricks, and Hillcrest. Finally, no schools in our district have dropped below the orange level. Schools at that level include Maynard, Viola, Izard County, Melbourne, and Cave City. To view the entire map for the state of Arkansas, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has announced that the state will be extending the monoclonal antibody treatment contract for an additional 30 days. Governor Parson said, quote, "Monoclonal antibody treatments have been successful for many COVID-19 patients and have allowed us to lessen the strain on Missouri's healthcare systems. However, this treatment is not a replacement for the vaccine. Encouraging more Missourians to choose vaccination is still the most effective path for us to move past COVID-19, end quote. These sites began operating between August 25th through the 31st. The 30-day extension will apply to each site's respective operating timeline. To date, 1,732 patients have been treated with monoclonal antibody infusions throughout these sites, and several other healthcare systems are also providing this care to their patients as needed. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services report 902 new cases of COVID-19 from Tuesday. While Missouri does not report recoveries, sadly, one additional Missourian lost their life due to the virus. The Arkansas Department of Health reports 1,401 new cases of COVID-19 from Tuesday. Active cases are continuing to fall, dropping by 779 in one day, bringing the total number of active cases to 14,225. Hospitalizations and ventilator use is down as well. 34 people were taken out of the hospital and 11 were taken off of ventilators. Sadly, an additional 17 people lost their lives due to COVID-19. That brings the death toll to 7,499. Arkansas's Governor Asa Hutchinson held his weekly press conference regarding COVID-19, but opened the press conference urging Arkansans and other state residents to give blood.
That the American Red Cross is urging donors of all blood types to donate to help allow the American Red Cross to stock up on blood and increase their inventory. During the pandemic, the donations of blood have decreased by about 10%, and the need has increased, particularly in recent days with hurricanes and other things that have happened. There is a demand there with the supply not being what we want it to be.
The governor was asked about the chance of mandating the COVID-19 vaccine in school.
And the answer is no. I mean, we don't have a mandate for vaccination for those 12 and above. Whenever you look down the road in the schools, it all depends upon what the medical science is. It depends upon the seriousness of the virus. You have to make decisions based upon that knowledge at whatever point that comes in. But for the foreseeable future, under the law of Arkansas, there's not any mandate and will not be any mandate for those age groups.
For the governor's entire press conference, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Silver Dollar City will be starting its Harvest Festival on Friday, which includes more pumpkins, sculptures, and illumination throughout October 30th. The city will feature more than 60 unique craftsmen as well. I had a chance to speak with Kelly Uchler, visual design manager at Silver Dollar City, about the upcoming festival. She tells us more about what all will be offered.
Way more than 1,000 pumpkins. We actually have over 12,000 real pumpkins at Silver Dollar City this year, all being put in place as we speak. We have over 1,200 carved and lit pumpkins that will start glowing after 5:30 when the sun goes down. Harvest Festival featuring crafts and pumpkins in the city opens Friday and runs through October 30th.
SDC will also be bringing back the cowboy section of its festival. She tells us more about it.
So last year in 2020, we brought back the cowboy element of our Harvest Festival featuring Buck Taylor. We've got Kent Rollins coming in October, and he is very well known chuck wagon chef. Buck Taylor, of course, he's an actor from Days Gone By, and actually he still is very active in that area, but he's also an amazing artist, and he brings all of his artwork here for folks to purchase at Silver Dollar City.
K-Country 95 and 100.9 The Train will be broadcasting live from the Harvest Festival on Saturday. Join us on the radio from 10 until noon. For more information about the Harvest Festival, visit silverdollarcity.com. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, smart speakers, and more. We're everywhere you need us. Remember, when buying or selling something on the internet, always meet the buyer or seller in a public place with other people around. At eCommunications, we care.